Welcome to episode 1279 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We are exploring the character, ministry, and purpose of Jesus in our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look.
Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
Jesus was never one to waste a metaphor. Every image, every parable, every story he told carried layers of truth. Some obvious, others veiled until the heart and spirit aligned. One such image is the fig tree in Matthew 24. At first glance, it might seem like an agricultural tip or a seasonal observation, but a deeper look reveals a rich and urgent call to discernment, preparedness, and hope. In Matthew 24, Jesus speaks to his disciples on the Mount of Olives. The sun is setting behind Jerusalem, and the temple, gilded in gold and white stone, still gleams. The disciples had been admiring its beauty, but Jesus stuns them with a prophecy.
Not one stone will be left on another.
Jesus gives his disciples a crash course in eschatology, the study of end times. They had asked him, "When will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" In response, Jesus offers a series of warnings, images, and parables. False messiahs, wars and rumors of wars, famines and earthquakes, persecution, apostasy. The end is coming, he tells them, but don't be misled. The signs won't be subtle. And then, like a gentle breeze after a storm, he shifts focus.
My friends, now learn from the fig tree.
He gives an image that stands in stark contrast to the chaos, a fig tree budding into leaf. This isn't a departure from the topic. It's a focused application. Jesus doesn't want the disciples to walk away in fear. He wants them anchored in awareness. Why the fig tree? Why end a discourse filled with intense global upheaval with something as quiet and simple as a plant blooming? Because the fig tree holds a key. It's about watchfulness, readiness, and the inevitability of God's unfolding plan. Jesus says, "Learn this lesson from the fig tree." The verb learn here suggests an intentional, deliberate reflection. He's not just saying, notice this, but study this, understand it. In ancient Israel, fig trees were common and useful. Their fruit was sweet and sustaining. But more importantly, they were seasonal. When their branches grew tender and sprouted leaves, it meant summer was just around the corner. No one questioned it. No one doubted it. It was a predictable sign of what was coming. Jesus is saying the same about his return. When you see the signs, moral decay, wars, persecution, global unrest, don't be shocked. These are not random. They are like leaves sprouting on the fig tree. They point to something inevitable. And here's the powerful takeaway. The signs are not the end themselves, just like leaves are not the summer, but they signal that the end is near. Fig trees are seasonal, reliable, and rooted. When their twigs soften and leaves sprout, no one questions what's coming. The summer is on its way. It's nature's trustworthy forecast. In the same way, Jesus urges his disciples, and us, to pay attention to the patterns. Spiritual discernment is as necessary in times of global shaking as a farmer's attention to the soil and skies. Jesus invites us into a life where we don't simply react to the world's chaos, but interpret it through a kingdom lens. Faith isn't blindness. It's sharp-sighted hope. Let's get deep. Jesus is the loving watchman. He doesn't want us caught unaware. He doesn't wrap end times language in mystery for confusion's sake, but for invitation. Like a shepherd who sees wolves on the horizon, Jesus warns to protect, not to paralyze. The fig tree is a symbol of gentle urgency, not anxiety. He says,
I'm telling you because I love you. Be alert, I am coming.
Jesus is the fulfillment of prophecy. The fig tree was a national symbol of Israel.
Hosea 9 verse 10. When I found Israel, it was like finding grapes in the desert. When I saw your ancestors, it was like seeing the early fruit on the fig tree.
In Joel 1, the fig tree is among the trees that mourn due to judgment. By invoking the fig tree here, Jesus is connecting his return with the history and destiny of God's people. He's reminding them that everything he says is part of a larger redemptive arc, a story that started with Abraham, continued through the prophets, and is now climaxing in him. In using this image, Jesus not only connects himself to Israel's destiny, he places himself at the center of its story. The budding fig tree signals both continuity and newness, the fulfillment of the old covenant, the breaking forth of the new covenant. Just as spring signals the end of winter, Jesus' parable signifies the breaking in of the messianic age. Jesus is the soon coming king. At the door, he says. Not across town, not years away. The image is of proximity, imminence, a king ready to return and reign. This Jesus isn't just a moral teacher or prophet. He's the returning bridegroom, the judge of the earth, the one through whom the cosmos is remade. And he's already turning the handle. We are living in the in-between, the time between the promise and the fulfillment, the signs and the arrival. So how then should we live? Live in watchfulness, not fear. There is a difference between apocalyptic fear and biblical anticipation. Fear makes us hoard, hide, and panic. Faithful watchfulness makes us pray, prepare, and proclaim. Jesus is not asking us to be date setters. He's calling us to be day livers, fully engaged, fully faithful, with eyes on the horizon and hearts rooted in hope. Live ready, not distracted. Distraction is the spiritual epidemic of our time. News feeds, entertainment, opinions, endless debates. They blur our spiritual vision. But fig trees don't wait for our convenience to bloom. The signs emerge whether we're ready or not. The wise disciple learns to pay attention. What is God doing in the world? What is he doing in my heart? How is he calling me to live today? Live fruitfully, not in barrenness. Jesus doesn't want watchfulness that leads to paralysis. He wants expectancy that leads to fruitfulness. Just as the fig tree eventually bears fruit, so too should the Christian life be marked by evidence of growth, even in times of waiting. Love when hatred abounds, generosity when the world clings tightly, justice when the world is crooked, holiness when the world grows cold. In light of this, there are fundamental questions that each of us must ask ourselves. Are we living as if eternity is a theory or a reality? Are we ignoring the signs of our own spiritual season? Has God been trying to get our attention in subtle, tender ways? Just like the fig tree doesn't shout but quietly speaks, God often uses the ordinary moments to whisper something eternal, a conversation that stirs conviction, a sermon that lands differently, a personal crisis that reveals misplaced priorities, a scripture that haunts you long after you've closed the Bible. These are our leaves. We need to watch them. Learn from them. Imagine what a church awake would look like. Not caught in the hustle of performance, but driven by eternal purpose. Not divided by politics, but united in kingdom urgency. Not asleep to the poor, the marginalized, the broken, but mobilized in sacrificial love. This is not the time to build spiritual bunkers. It's time to lift up our heads and get to work. The fig tree doesn't bloom for itself. Its leaves point to what's coming, a harvest, a summer, a new season. So must our lives. Let us live in such a way that when Jesus returns, he doesn't find us confused or unprepared, but faithful, fruitful, and awake. The door is about to open. Will you be ready?
I stand at the door and knock.
Father, we come before you not in fear, but in longing. Thank you for signs that awaken our spirits. Help us to be like the fig tree, rooted, watchful, and ready. Let us not sleep through the season you've called us to. Give us spiritual eyes to discern the times and hearts eager to respond with faith, love, and obedience. Let the leaves of our lives point others to the coming of your kingdom. May we be a church prepared, not just in knowledge, but in action. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,